Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is Art Bennett. We're talking to Greg Popcheck. Now, Greg, by the way, has a radio program of his own, not in this area, but around the country, called Heart, Mind, and Strength. Is that the right title?
Yeah, Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Heart, Mind, and Strength. So we're pleased to have Greg here with us. On the other side, Greg, we were talking about dads, what to do about dads and this relationship stuff. It's always a temptation for men to minimize relationships, sometimes see it as a feminine virtue, something they don't want to get involved with. They're going to set up the rules. They don't mind being the disciplinarian. They don't mind being the wallet in the family, but to relate, to put the emphasis on that, makes men nervous, Greg. How do you handle that stuff?
Well, I like to make the distinction between a guy and a man. And the quickest way to explain this is that a guy is sort of the embryonic stage of what I think a man is. You know, when we think about this, you know, God, who is, you know, fully nurturing and fully loving and fully generous, you know, we call him Father. And God gives all of those qualities, both the qualities that we would consider to be masculine qualities as well as feminine qualities, to both men and women. And to be fully masculine ourselves as men, we need to develop those qualities as fully as possible. You know, there are true differences between men and women and false differences between men and women. And just a quick version of this is that true differences between men and women are the differences that allow men and women to work better together because of those differences, while false differences between men and women are those differences that cause us to be confused and estranged in each other's presence because of those differences. Those false differences are the result of original sin. And so when we hide out behind these sorts of, you know, well, guys don't love nonsense, what we do is we perpetuate the estrangement that did not exist before the regrettable apple incident. You know, the grace of the sacrament of marriage is supposed to help us return to the original unity of man and woman. That original unity when Adam looked at Eve and said, at last, this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, somebody who basically understood me perfectly and completely. And you can't achieve that kind of unity if you're going to hide out as a man behind this sort of macho nonsense where I can't be loving and I can't be touchy-feely and I can't be affectionate and I can't be nurturing. It's just rubbish. God, who is Father, is completely nurturing and completely passionate and completely demonstrative of our love. And we are called to be Christ to our wife, to be God's gift to our mate. And I think that as men, we need to be careful that God isn't sitting up in his heaven thinking, some gift this guy turned out to be.
So you're saying that's an interesting point. This is kind of rubbish. This is this kind of macho view of man. Really, kind of has to go. We need to take that out with the trash. It sounds like you're saying. But Greg, how can? Let's say, I'm sure a lot of women listening to this are going, oh, I wish I could get my husband to come around to this view more. How would you suggest that wives talk to their husbands? Because you know, husbands don't like to be lectured. They don't like to be harangued. We know they don't like to be nagged. How can wives kind of steer and guide their husbands in this direction? What, if anything, can they do in this regard?
Well, you know, it can be challenging because nobody likes to be told what to do. Nobody likes to be given the idea that somehow they're not measuring up, and especially, you know, guys don't like to be challenged in that regard. But what I guess I would encourage the women who are listening to not lower your standards and to not give up. You know, we are called, as I said twice now, to be each other's best hope for becoming the people God has created us to be and to arrive properly attired at the heavenly wedding banquet. Well, that requires, you know, our men, that requires our wives to know what a man is supposed to be and to hold us accountable for being that, and not just say, well, you know, that's just the way men are. No, that's really not just the way men are. That's the way guys are. And we can grow. We don't want to sometimes. Sometimes we have to be dragged kicking and screaming there. But to do that work charitably is to work for our good. And so don't feel selfish if you're asking your man to pray more with you or to love you better or to be more attentive to his children, because all of those things are the way that your husband will discover his humanity. And that's your job, to help your husband discover his humanity and for your husband, really, to help you discover yours as well more fully. So I would just encourage the wives out there to continue to learn themselves about what a truly good and godly and healthy marriage looks like, and to encourage their husbands to participate in that healthy, godly, complete, fulfilling relationship with them.
You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We're talking to Greg Popcheck about marriage, and Greg's done, I think, a great job of showing us the prioritization of establishing relationship with marriage, even for the guys, even for us men, maybe perhaps even especially for us men. One thing, other thing you touched on, Greg, maybe in this last minute or so that we have left here, you can go into this, is how does God fit in with this? All right, we have a sacramental marriage. We get married in a church. We get married in a realm of prayer and sacrament. We live our lives, yeah, we go to Mass, we do that kind of stuff. What role, if any, does Christ have in the daily workings of a marriage? What's his role? How do we get him in, and why must we bring him in?
Yeah, you know, I mean no disrespect to those who don't have Christ at the center of their lives, but honestly, I don't know how they do it. Because, you know, we're all, and I'm including myself in this, selfish people. We love to the degree that we are comfortable loving. Only, I believe, by having Christ as the center of our lives and the center of our homes are we able to overcome our selfish desire to only love to the degree that I'm comfortable loving and to love as much as my mate needs me to love her. It requires my looking at the cross and seeing the complete and total act of love and self-donation that Christ gave for love for the world to inspire me to get up off the couch when I'm tired and to wash the dishes or to play with my kids or, you know, to give my wife the clicker when I'd rather watch something else. You know,
I don't know,
otherwise,
maybe going too far there, I don't know.
That's right. Otherwise, it's just too easy to give in to my own selfishness and to what and comfort and what I want to do right now as opposed to what love requires of me in this situation.
So you're highlighting, Greg, one of the things about having Christ in the marriage is a source of strength. And you talked earlier about the fatigue factor, particularly us guys who attempt to kind of give the dead end part of our day to our families. We come home tired. We come home weary. We've already had a tough one. You're saying that Christ can actually be one of the sources of strength to enable us to stretch ourselves and get out of our comfort zone to love more fully.
That's right. I mean, when you look at, let's say, when you watch a movie about a hero who has persevered despite great odds and become victorious in the end, you walk out of that theater inspired. Well, in the same way, you know, when we look at the drama of the cross and the resurrection, you know, I think who could not be inspired to try to do more than they feel like doing right now, and to win the prize, which is ultimately intimacy with those that God has placed in our lives, and ultimately intimacy with God himself.
You've been listening to Greg Popcheck talking here on Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Greg's been talking to us about, well, the prioritization of relationship in marriage, giving us some good guidance on how to do that, and the essential nature of getting Christ into our marriage. Greg is the publisher of many books. The ones maybe most pertinent to our topic today is The Exceptional 7%, The 9 Secrets of the World's Happiest Couples, and For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. Greg, thank you very much for joining us today.
A pleasure, Art. Thank you.
Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls is brought to you by the Alpha Omega Clinic in Vienna, Virginia, and Bethesda, Maryland. If you want more information on the Alpha Omega Clinic, the way it integrates Catholic faith and psychology, call us at 703-847-9191. This is your host, Art Bennett, your engineer, Phil Halpin. Thank you very much for joining us. God bless.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs Monday through Thursday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 a.m. and on the Internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106, and have your credit card ready, or mail a check to the Center for Family Development, 7007 Bradley Boulevard, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, copyright 2003, Alpha Omega Radio. Thanks for listening. Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, We believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9191. That's 703-847-9191. 9191.